Sleepwithsleep.com. Well, Halvo and I were talking about sleep and or lack of it at times, and I saw this study, Halvo, said that the average American spends 36 years in bed. 36 years.
Really?
Now, mattress companies have been telling us for decades, it seems, that we spend at least a third of our life in bed. But 36 years, this is quite a jaw-dropping statistic.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you think the age. I mean, if you live to 72, you'd think a third would be 24, but okay.
36 years, that is, I mean, I'm 32, right? So I'm just thinking about, I don't know how long I'm going to live, and maybe the Lord is going to return sooner, so I'll just kind of wreck the curve on this statistic. But 36 years, you really want to be comfortable. I'm so glad I have a MyPillow. Thank you, Mr. Mike Lindell, that I have that.
I got to tell you, over the weekend, the last two nights, we, for the very first time, tried out these brand-new Giza sheets from MyPillow.
Yes, Giza Dream Sheets. We've all just started trying those out.
They are. I mean, it's amazing. They're so smooth, so comfortable. You don't want to get out of bed. That's the problem. I've had the best night's sleep. Got a new mattress pad recently as well. So you got the mattress pad. You got these brand-new sheets. And I think they're very aptly named when Mike has explained where they're from, and incredibly comfortable.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all about finding the best, softest, most breathable cotton. I mean, that's Giza from Egypt. I mean, he literally went to Egypt to find this. So, I mean, we just started trying them out, too. Actually, y'all, if you want to try them, we do have, you've probably been hearing the ads, 30% off plus free shipping when you use promo code WWIB for those Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com, and a 10-year warranty. Who backs any sort of product like sheets or pillowcases or pillows with a 10-year warranty?
You can do it because you're not going to want to send these back. I'm two nights in, but I'm like, these are... It's just like you got to experience it to believe it for yourself. I'm not kidding. It's not just about the pillow, like to have sheets like that. And I would have said beforehand, like, oh, that's not that big a deal. It's more than you think it
you
is.
You don't realize until... Yeah. And here's the thing. I'm like, we're working Christian radio. We don't necessarily have luxury items all the time, but affordable sleep luxury with the MyPillow and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. So it helps all of us wake up and then wake you up here on the Wake Up Show.
Absolutely. Let's face it. If you're tired, then you're going to be much more prone to being grouchy and grumpy and not effective occupationally.
Someday my prince will come. Someday we'll meet.
Well, is this a dream job or a very demanding family? A family in the United Kingdom is looking for a part-time nanny.
Okay.
All right. Fairly common. They're looking for a part-time nanny who's willing to dress up as a Disney princess every day to accommodate their 5-year-old twin girls who are, quote, obsessed with Disney.
Yeah, I mean, when we went to Disney a few years back, I mean, the Disney princesses, I mean, that was a big deal. You got to meet, like, different Disney princesses.
Super cool.
And having three daughters, thought occurred to me, like, you guys could make money serving as Disney princesses and going around doing this at birthday parties, but a nanny every day?
Well, see, we had the Disney princesses from some local company came to our event with the Eau Claire Express. Mm. But again, it's sort of, hey, I dress up as Merida. I dress up as Anna or Elsa, based kind of on your appearance. Well, this chosen candidate must need to be some sort of a shapeshifter from, like, the X-Men or something, because they're required to dress as a different princess every month, including, but not limited to, Cinderella, Belle, Anna, Rapunzel, Moana, and Merida. The online job ad on childcare.co.uk, if you want to read it, reads, quote, "We know this isn't a normal request for nannies. However, we think it would be a great way to teach our girls things like determination, compassion, fearlessness, and ambition." And I would add, and that mommy and daddy have enough money to get you whatever you want.
You know, it's not going to last forever. They're 5 and 7 now, but they will outgrow this.
Right? I know. In addition to pretending to be a Disney princess, the chosen nanny would also have to pick up the twins from school, organize Disney-themed activities, sing, and cook dinner. And probably sing while cooking dinner, and then get all the... what if she let all the forest animals into the mansion? Would that be acceptable?
No.
That's just staying in character, right? For the services, the family is offering the chosen candidate a salary of $53,000. The role comes with vacation. Again, it's a role, not a job.
Yeah.
The role comes with vacation and sick days. The family also says, yeah, we'll pick up the tab for the costumes.
I mean, I think that you're going to find some takers.
I mean, think some people would totally be into this.
Yeah, exactly. It pays. I don't know what nanny jobs pay, but that sounds okay. And there's creativity and variety, and you get kind of, you could put this on your acting resume.
I have sisters who are aspiring theater students. So, you know what? Say, man, I can make some money.
I think so. All right, we get to our latest of the 10 at-large candidates, the Eau Claire City Council. Early voting continuing all this week there in downtown Eau Claire. And you might want to check that out wherever you are on the WIB listening area in terms of early voting. Then the election day is a week from tomorrow, 7 in the morning till 8 at night. A big spring election. Got the 10-year term on the state Supreme Court. That contest underway between Hagedorn and Neubauer. But also the city council, a couple of incumbents, and then you've got three more folks who are going to be elected, the top five vote-getters out of the 10. Kirk Ausman, 66 years old. He's on the line with us this morning. He's the latest of the at-large candidates to join us. Kirk, good morning.
Good morning, Caleb. How are you?
Caleb and Mark with you. Great to have you with us here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. We're going to get to the candidacy and some of the other things, who you are, what you're about in just a moment. But, Caleb, you've been playing a fun rapid fire here with the other guests we talked to all last week.
Yeah, so, Kirk, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We call this rapid fire. We try to ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can. A few are a little off the wall, all of which can be answered in a few words or less. So 60 seconds. We've got it on the clock in just a moment.
Yes, it's ready.
All right, it's ready. Rapid fire with Kirk Ausman for Eau Claire City Council. Kirk, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'll do?
I'll probably go for a walk downtown.
Is your desk messy or neat?
Messy.
Go-to snack item?
Pretzels.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
No.
What's the last book you read?
Let's see. It was the... Boy. I just read it, too. It was about the famine in the Ukraine. It was called the Red... Get the exact name.
Oh, we'll come back to it. As a kid, yeah. What was your favorite TV show?
Leave It to Beaver.
Best breakfast food?
Cheerios.
What's an odd smell others can't stand but you love?
I have no idea.
We'll skip that along. A song, finally, Kirk, you'll always sing along to.
Let's see. Sitting on the dock of the bay.
There you go. Kirk Ausman for Eau Claire City Council playing rapid fire. Thank you, Kirk, for being a good sport here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Okay, thank you.
All right, now that's not the end of the interview. That's just the start, Kirk, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's continue on here. Tell us a little bit about yourself beyond what we didn't cover in rapid fire that might be helpful in terms of the early voting this week and the 13 hours of voting a week from tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'm self-employed. I'm semi-retired brick and stone mason, and I've spent several years doing civic work on committees. I've been president of two neighborhood associations, the Northside Hill Neighborhood Association and the Randall Park Neighborhood Association. I was also chairman of the Eau Claire Housing Advisory Board, and I'm past president of the Eau Claire Regional Arts Council.
Right, and in fact, what was your involvement with the Pablo Center, the creation of that, and getting it to where it is today?
Okay, when we first came out publicly, I was working with ACRAC, and I was very vocal in helping get the Pablo started. I was on the design committee for the Pablo Center, which was a very interesting interaction between the different constituent groups that were going to be using the theater and the designers of the theater, and just working with them to get to know what the community needed and what the university needed and how they could integrate that all into that one great complex.
Mm-hmm. And so what is it that spurred you? I mean, I don't think you've ever run for council before, right?
Well, I did run once before back in the 90s.
All right, my mistake. So it's been a while since you've run for council. So what spurs you now? What have you seen on the scene that has moved you to say, I got to throw my hat in the ring here?
Well, the most concerning thing I've seen is that there's a faction of the city council that has banded together and formed a group that they're acting together on issues all the time. In fact, I think they coordinate with each other. It's taken some of the nonpartisanship away from the city council, and they are openly activists towards certain issues, and so they're working for their own concerns rather than the concerns of the cities.
Is there a particular action or one or more things they've done that have been most concerning to you besides banding together?
The most recent thing that comes to mind is the budget process, where they circumvented part of the budget process and added some positions to the library. I'm not totally against, you know, whether those are good or bad. The process was circumvented, and the city staff did not get a chance to go through and look at how those positions would affect the rest of the budget. And so we did not go through that process properly.
Yeah, so it's a fascinating election, isn't it? I mean, it must be it's something to watch, much less be a part of. I mean, you got 10 candidates, and I was there at the forum on Thursday night. It's a wonderful candidates, and so only the top five will end up on the council. This is really going to be about voter turnout, isn't it?
It is very much about voter turnout, and whether or not you're aware of what has been happening recently in the city. I know that, you know, I'm trying to be a moderate. I'm trying to be open to all sorts of opinions from many sectors. But it's hard for the voters to really know what is happening.
Yeah.
Unless they've kept on top of it. And so hopefully we can get the message out that if things don't change in this election, that we may be in a position where it may be too late to stop this partisan move towards taking over the city council.
If somebody likes what they hear from you and they want to get involved with working with you this final week, these final 8 days, learn more about you, how do they do that?
Well, I have a Facebook page, and that is up and running. I'm not a real tech person, so but you can look me up at Kirk Osman, and you can help that way. You can just phone your neighbors, your friends, and tell them that Kirk Osman is a good, moderate, open candidate for the city council, and that to vote on April 2nd.
All right, Kirk, thanks so much. Thanks for being here. And you know what? On the way out here, I thought maybe a special treat for you this morning. Let you be comfortable, if we can.
Okay.
And I'm trying to trying to get a little Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay here on WWIB.
Okay.
Working it. Here we go.
I'll be sitting in the
There you go. Little campaign theme song for you. Thank you, Kirk.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kirk. That's Kirk Osman for City Council. You can find all of our City Council interviews at WWIB.com under podcast with the WIB Wake Up Show. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.